Sagageris, or else the Vitrefus and the Gageris either was cut more than half, or else it was uprooted, we'll see later. So you see what is called the Trefa. Rashi Alma Trefi Vlav Nevela, Vachiv and the Chazor or Akiva, so that in the Elcha, who's it going like? Here it says clearly that Psuka Sagageris, if you just uprooted the Gageris, it's only a Trefa, not a Nevela. And now Mishnah says here, according to everybody, according to Chazor, that it's called the Nevela. So it says, Amarova Lakasha, Kansha Shochat Lubsei Posak. One is talking about that first you made a Shechita. Rashi says, Aveshit Lubsei Posak as a Gageris. Kansha Posak, now there were other cases where they made a Psika first, or Lubsei Shochat, then you made a Shechita. So, it's like this. Shochat, if first you made a Shechita and one Simin, or Lubsei Posak, and then before you finish a second Simin. It was a Psul of a Pesekis Aveshit. Gageris uprooted it. Nifsna v'shchita. It's called the psul neshchita, and therefore it's a nevela. But posak, let's say before you started the shchita, then you uprooted one simin. Or l'psef shachet, then you went to shecht. It's tidov racha gorim lo listos dam. It's called like something else was a psul here. In other words, it's like with a treifa before you started. But once you started the shchita, you went straight through. You made a whole good shchita. So that's pshan the mishta later in the old treifas. That before you started the shchita, there was a psuka sagageris. The Gageris was uprooted from its place, so true, it's a Nevela. It's a Trefa. But now when you make a Shechita, Shechita on a Trefa is Matarim and a Nevela. And now Mishnah means here that B'shas the Shechita you made it into a Psukas Gageris. That's called the Psul and the Shechita itself, therefore our Mishnah knows it's called a Nevela. Eisvei Ravacha Bar Hunu Rava. Ravacha Bar Hunu Sles Kashtu Rava. It says Shochet Es HaVeshet, he made a Shechita on the Veshet. And then the person against the Gageris. Or that's the opposite way. Posak the Gageris, first he made a Psuka of Gageris, Vechakach Shochet, then he shechted the Veshet. So the Vela, says clearly in both places, called the Nevela. You see, even though you have this Trefis, the Posak as Gageris, you uprooted the Gageris first, and then you made a Shechita, so it's called the Nevela. So it's a Kasha in the Mishnah letter, it says it's only called the Trefa. So Mr. Eimer said, the Pshat of here is, Ukva Shochet as a Veshet Mikoro.
It means that here also, you were in the middle of the Shechita.
You started the Shechita already, and then it came out the Psuka. Therefore, that's what's called a Nevela. The Mishnah later is talking about where first the Psuka took place, and then you made the Shechita. So that's only called a Psum, that's only called a Trefa. Someone says, no, Amalei said that to him, stay true with the dog. I have two questions on this. Chod, the one is Dainu Kumaisa. If that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, it's the same case as the first. It's the same as the Kamaisa. What does the Mishnah say two cases for? It says clearly that Shachat es HaVeshet Posak es HaGeres. Then it says Posak es HaGeres V'Hakach Shachat. So according to you, if the Sefer means the Shechit took first, that's the same case. V'Yoyit secondly, Yotznan, it says clearly V'Yachakach. And later it happened. So see clearly, even though first the Psuka took place, and then you made the Shechita, still our Mishnah calls it a Nevela. So it sounds a kasha on the Mishnah later. How could the Mishnah later call it a trefa? So Marin says, "Hello, Omar Rova." Rova says like this: "The pshat from the two Mishnayos are the next Mishnah means Elu Asuras Ketoni. Even though the next parak, next Mishnah starts Elu Trefas, it doesn't really mean trefas. It just means to say Elu Asuras Ketoni. These psulim, these things that happen to the animal, make the animal also teat. But Enochinami." V'yesh mihem nevelos, v'yesh mihem treifos. Some psulim make it into a nevela that has even tumah to it, and some of them want to make it into a treifos. That's our mission over here in the Chanami, that Nekuvis HaVeshet, Psukas HaGeres, makes it into a nevela. Even the next mission says it's a treifa, Slav Davka, it's a treifa. It just means that it's a surah. Then the Chanami, they're all nevelos. The Rashi says, yesh mihem nevelos, v'yesh Nekuvis HaVeshet, Psukas HaGeres. The Yisrael Mokim Shechita to two, and therefore they're not only a Trefa, but a Mela becomes into a Nevela. So Mar says, that's really the Pshat of Sol, Velech, Shuv, Name, the Chizkiya. Then the next Mishnah was talking about Nevela, so it also should have included Chizkiya's case. The Yama Chizkiya says, our Sol Gisra, if you cut the animal like in half, you make it into two parts. Nevela, it's called a Nevela. Even though Rashi says in Fachet, even though it's still shaking ground, it's called a Nevela. So how come the Mishnah later didn't say a case of Gistera? And also, Vlech Shiv Nami, the Rebbe Lezer, should also put Rebbe Lezer's case. The Yom Rebbe Lezer, not lo Yerech, If you take off its thigh, v'cholu shelo, and the further gister should be v'cholu shelo niko, you can tell like it's hollow over there. In such a case, it's called nevela. So how come the next Mishnah didn't say these cases also? So Moritz says no. Ki ketoni nevela d'loy metam mechayim. The next Mishnah of the Eilu Shreifus on the Torah about nevelas that do not have tumah when still alive. It's not matacheses. Avnevela d'metam mechayim. These last two cases that they considered nevelas even though they're still alive, even though it's tumah matacheses. Leketoni, that the Mishnah does not say. So, kids, so that's one tale to say the next Mishnah, available trefis is lav dafka, it's not really trefis, but there are some that are on the veil list that are surus. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, he answers like this. Know that the Mishnah later only means trefis and not nevelis. If Sarkamal Mishnah via says, according to everybody, it's called a trefum, epsukas argeris. So, Shimon Lakish wants to hear some say that kan sheshachar a mokam chatach. Here we're talking about the major shchita on the mokam chatach. In the mokum where it was a psukah where it was cut already. Kan sheshochat shtev mokum chatach. Here we're talking about we made a shchit shtev mokum chatach. Not in the place where it was already cut. So it's like this. Shochat the mokum chatach. If where the psukah gageras were. In that hole, you now continue to make a shchit over there. If so, nifslev a shchit. That's called the psul neshchita. And therefore that's how Mishnah is called a nevela. But shleb mokum chatach. Let's say it was the psukas haragiros already, and now you make the shchit in another place, further up or further down, not on the mokum chatach. That's the next mishnah that kidav rachagorim or lifsodomi. It's like something else is causing it to become a psul, and therefore it's considered a treifam and not a nevela. So, here's the question: on miyam Rav Shimon ben Lakish shalach is the truth that Rav Shimon ben Lakish says like this? I vom Rav Shimon ben Lakish Rav Shimon ben Lakish said. Vomer Hashem Melokish, Shokhat es HaKona. If you made a shchit on the Kono, that's the windpipe. V'yachat kach nikvo ha-reya, and then later there came a hole. In the reya, a treifa came into the reya, into the lungs. Lochus k'sheira. Even though you did not finish the shchit yet, you did not cut the veshet yet, but since you made a shchit on the Kono, now whatever happens to the reya, to the lungs, we don't care about anymore. Why, Alma, what do we see? The Svar of Hashem Maslokas is, Alma, Keman de Mancha b'dekula damya. It's like a sinner basket. In other words, once you shechted the corner, you shechted the windpipe, all that's attached to it, it's like it's out of the animal. Therefore, it becomes a trefa, and that part later doesn't make it psul, even though you didn't shech the veshet yet. If so, once you made a chatach, to like it's those things out. It's a rachinam also, Keman de Mancha b'dekula damya. How could you say the Absuka Sakageris? How could you say you make a shchita on the next part higher up below? It's called a good shchita. The Chur, once you have Absuka Sakageris, it's considered commander mancha b'dikuladam. It's like lying in a basket now. It's not in the animal anymore. So once you make the Absuka Vajra called in the Vela, you cannot make a shchita anymore. So still a kasha, what is the next Mishnah called a shreifa? Samar says, Elo Amar Adchiyah. Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Lekash, there's no spirit, Eina Chanami, Kan Kredim Chazoro, Kan Liyaka Chazoro. The next Mishnah that says it's called a Treifa, Psukas HaGageris, that's only going according to the Havamina, before Rabbi Kippur was Chayza, before he retracted. And O Mishnah was Zazimim Kaima, they did not take that Mishnah out of its place. The Eina Chanami, according to our Mishnah that he was Chayza, once he was Chayza, Pshat the next Mishnah, it's not called a Treifa anymore, but rather it's suited on the Vela. Now, Gufa, what we just said before, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that Shochet es HaKona, you made a shchita on the first simen, on the Kona, on the windpipe, the Rashi explains, the Kona is always near the oar, you usually cut the Kona first, and then the Veshet, that's Netzer Mafrekes, that usually goes second. So, case where you Shochet the Kona, you shechted the windpipe first, V'yachakach Nikvareya, and then it became a hole in one of the lungs, his Kshair is still the animal's Kasha. Because that part of the ray is sitting like that of the animal already. Omer Rav Rav says like this. L'yemur shum emor kishela b'ray. You only said it by the lungs. Hoyu v'chayi ray yitlu yibakana. Because the lungs are totally in the windpipe. So if you shech the windpipe, it's like the lungs are out. Av b'vnei mayim was doing further down in the intestines. That lay that you did not say. So after you shech to the kana, now there became a trefa in the b'nei mayim. Before you cut the veshet, then there will be a psul treifa. because the B'nai Nayin are not told to not get the chiyas from the corner, from the windpipe, but rather from the veshet. So you only set it by the reya, the lungs, that gets its chiyas from the corner. And this the Gemara says, Mask of Law Reb Zera. Reb Zera asked the question back, Me'acha shenodova simone trefo hetarto, that monashach, once simone trefo started, you want to say it's kosher, how could that be? Elumai, what do you want to say to Svaris? That once you started the shchita, nothing could go wrong with it anymore. There should be no more psul of trefo. If so, then, mali bereya, mali b'vnei mayim, shouldn't make enough kumina where it is, whether it's in the reya or in the b'nei mayim. And like Rashi says, the three alone, Reb Zera, the Habmin Reb Zera was, that kibun the miktos yishchitot, as soon as you started the shchita, so sula mitrofo, you can't have any more trefos anymore. Shein trefo lechat tichiyas, like once you started to take away the chiyas, then there's no more psul trefos anymore. So there shouldn't make enough community between the reya, the lungs, and the b'nei mayim. The Gemara says, do v'ho d'ber Reb Zera. Reb Zera retracted, and he also is masking that's not the svara of Rishim Lakish. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Here again, the Gemara says, though, but v'ho d'ber Reb Zera. Reb Zera taka retracted. And Rashi says, they meant to say, so not the svara is that since the shechita started, you can't have any trefis. That's not the svara of Shimon Melakish. Rather, it's only a svara in the ray and the lungs that since you already shechted the corner, the windpipe, so the chias of the lungs went out. So that is only a heter for the ray, for a trefis in the ray, and that's for b'nei mayim. Now, what the proof to say that Reb Zera was chayzer? So what I said is because the boy Reb Zera, who hears the Reb Zera, has to shout like this, that mikvah b'nei mayim b'in simon and simon mahom. Let's say if you shechted one simon, now they became a necker of a hole in the intestines. So shayla reads, and that makes them to a trefa now. Lech is mim star of simon rishon, the simon sheni, the tarim and ein avela. In other words, for sure the animal now is called the trefa. And therefore the shechit is not matter with pachila. But the locha usually is, even though you have a trait from the animal, when you make a shchita, the shchita is mitayim adai nevela. At least take thought that there's no tumas nevela. Here the shalur is the first sim, and you shechted with such a good shchita, that even had a curse of shalta heter achila. Now, by the time you got to the second simon, there's already a trait from the animal. So that shchita cannot be matri pachila, it can only at most take off the tumah nevela. So shalur, could you start put the two together? Since they have two different kliches. So one svara was, Mimitzar Samishna Samishat Ramadan in the Vema, or maybe you don't say that. So the Chuyi see clearly that even Kot Reb Zera, Lemais of the Psuch Chayfus is Chal. Not like your svara was before, that once you started the Shechita, you can't have a Trefa. It's the only Yishai, though, that the Shechita at least helps to take off the Tumas Nevema. And this the Gemara answered, the Aminu, they said back to him, Rav Haimu Devoyif, isn't this ill for Shailah? And then for a shot like this, what's going to be Haitzi Uber es Yadai? You have a pregnant cow, let's say, and before you made the Shechita, the Uber, the baby inside, put out its hand. So Haitzi es Yadai ben Simon Simon, between one Simon and another Simon. So for the first Shechita, by the first Simon, it was inside. And not the locher, the Shechita of the Ein, is Mata, the Uber inside. What comes out, it's not Materit. As corpus namatet pachila, even though the shechita has to take off the tumas nevela in that part. See, the hand of the uber came out between one simon and the second simon.